call the meeting to order, the Lone Mountain Citizens Advisory Council. And we'll take a pledge of allegiance. Bradley, would you please?
You want to try again?
You can do it.
All right, here we go. Pledge of allegiance. Ma'am, are you going to stand for a pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Can I just talk to everybody?
I know.
It's just like a...
Practice makes perfect.
Got to get there.
All right, if we could have roll call, please.
Matt Burns.
Kimberly Burton.
Sharon Stover. That does make a quorum. And if the county staff that's present would please introduce themselves.
Jennifer D'Amico, Commissioner Miller's office.
William Cook, Commissioner Patrick's office.
Jasmine Harris from Conference Board.
Patrick, Captain Medio, Physical Therapy.
All right, thank you. All right, second, number two on the agenda is a public comment period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded enough opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Does anyone want to speak to something? All right. Pardon?
I think I have to wait to the end. It's just about that slaughterhouse I'm really on.
Yes, please.
Be quick.
All right, we'll be quick. All right, we'd entertain a motion for the minutes for July 27th, 2021.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the July 27th.
All in favor? Aye. Minutes are approved. And the approval of the agenda for August 10th tonight, as written.
I'll also make the motion to approve the agenda for the August 10th meeting tonight.
All those in favor? Aye. All right, and the agenda is approved. Are there any informational items from Commissioner Miller or Commissioner Kilpatrick's office?
No,
ma'am. No? All right. So we'll move into our planning and zoning item. UC210363, Jolly Tyson and Roberto Jacqueline. Use permits for the following. Allow customers to the residence, allow employees to the residence, and allow home occupation to be conducted outside in conjunction with a proposed home occupation on 2.0 acres in an RA residential agricultural RMP2 zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Log Cabin and Bonita Vista Street within Lone Mountain. A presenter would please come to the podium and give us your name, spell your last name, please, your address.
Okay, just go through this list. Dr. Jacqueline Rabito, RABITO, and then the address is 8545 Log Cabin Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89143.
Thank you very much.
Do my spiel?
Yes, do it now. Yeah, you're on.
Okay, so I've been a physical therapist in Las Vegas since 2014. I've worked in a bunch of different variety of settings, from early intervention to the hospital to the clinic. For the last 7 years, I've been going to people's houses to provide services. There was 1 year in the past when I had a contract with the facility to provide physical therapy on the horse, for the human, not the horse. And I am seeking that this motion, I guess, goes through so that I can provide this service again to people at my home, because having a clinic and then horses in one place doesn't really work in a complex where all the shopping centers and everything are. And so that is why I'm seeking to have customers come to my home so I can provide that intervention along with other ones in the casita that's attached to the property.
All right. Does the board have any questions?
I do not have any questions.
No? All right. I think it's pretty well addressed in the literature. All right. And if not, we'll take any questions or comments from the community. All right. Seeing that we're so eager to comment, then we'll put it back to the board for a motion.
So I would like to make a motion to approve UC 210363, Jolly Tyson and Libido Jacqueline. Use permits for the following: allow customers to the residence, allow employees to the residence, and allow home occupation to be conducted outside in conjunction with proposed home occupation on 2.0 acres in an RA agricultural RMP zone. Generally located on the southwest corner of Log Cabin Way and Bonita Vista Street within Lone Mountain. All in favor?
Aye. You have it? So you'll be going to the, let's see, you're going to the Planning Commission on September 7th. Right. All right. Thank you.
Was I not supposed to read that whole thing again? Did we talk about that?
You don't have to. I was going to tell you that after, but once it's been read the first time, you can just say the height
of the... That's just the number.
Just
I thought so.
The address.
Yeah, I was like...
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you again, so you did so well. Go again. It's hard to break our old habits, you know.
I know.
All right, so then that is the end of our items for tonight. If there's any, I have no general business listed. Comments by the general public, a period devoted comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote can be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record.
I'll make this quick. My name is Kyle Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-O-N. I live at 5770 North Juliana Road. Last meeting we spoke at the end to update on a squatter situation.
Yes.
Where we're at is yesterday the power got shut off by NV Energy, and we're not sure if that was driven by Public Works letter that went from Public Works to NV Energy, or the new owner that took it back appeared to be a lender. If he got engaged or not, the power went off yesterday. We appreciate the fact that the public comments got into the agenda just for down the road, because the neighbors are putting a lot of time and effort into this. We still hope that this drives the eviction of the people. It looks like we may be 4 days out, but it appears that the eviction path will be clearer with no power to the facility. There's no water also.
Right.
There's continued to be numerous calls to 411, code enforcement, various commissioner liaison offices. They're trying to feed the system the proper way to deal with this, but it's amazing how challenging it is to deal with
squatters.
Yes, and this one's unique because there appears to be something going on between the lenders, the construction company, whether it's hearsay, because there appears to be something going on between the lenders, the construction group, and the people it was repossessed from. That's hearsay. That's fact. Multiple cars continue to come and go from the residence. It appears that there's minor criminal activity. Lucky it's not even major, but it's minor criminal activity. Just recognize the amount of resources the county spent on this. And just, all the neighbors are trying to feed the system the right way. And that's all the comments for tonight. So short meeting.
Thank you for giving us a report on that. It is a real problem for properties.
If there's any constructive actions we can take, we'll continue to try to go through. And we appreciate the province. So it's hard to find the right path to go to get rid of the thing.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your effort in blazing a trail.
Get the right meeting to come to.
Yes, you did. All right, the next meeting date is August 31st. And does anyone on the board have anything else they want to speak about? No? Ben? we'll adjourn this meeting.
Are you actually following tomorrow? I'm talking to Indiana today.